Well, it's been a symbol of state for nearly a quarter of a century. The distinctive black, red and yellow of the Aboriginal flag, carried by Cathy Freeman at both Commonwealth and Olympic Games, adorning the jerseys for Indigenous rounds in football competitions and widely used by the Aboriginal community since the 1970s. But a non-Indigenous company holds the exclusive copyright licence to the use of the Aboriginal flag on clothing, and it's causing outrage among Aboriginal groups as the company enforces its rights. Rachel Mealy reports.
The Aboriginal flag was designed by Harold Thomas, a Larecha artist from Central Australia, in 1971. He intended the black of the flag to represent Aboriginal people, the red to represent the earth, and yellow, the sun. In 1997, the federal court decided that he owned the copyright to the flag. This means that he can issue a copyright license to others to reproduce it. Last week, an Aboriginal health promotion group, Spark Health, received a letter from WAM Clothing ordering a halt to printing the Aboriginal flag on T-shirts and jumpers. Sianna Catullo is the chief creative officer for Spark Health.
We made training singlets. We've made T-shirts and we've made other jumpers and T-shirts with the flag on it. Our jumper has all the language groups all over, made throughout the whole of the jumper, and then it's got the flag on the cuff and on the pocket.
Spark Health is a business owned by Aboriginal people, and it says the money raised from the clothing is reinvested in the business. Sianna Catullo says the company was aware of the copyright and asked Harold Thomas for permission to reproduce the flag last year, but didn't receive a reply.
When we first designed our first merchandise with the Aboriginal flag on in August last year, we did send out a letter to Harold Thomas asking for permission to produce this. We just never heard anything back. We tried to make many phone calls and we wrote a couple of letters and just unfortunately never received anything back. So we sort of knew we were probably going to get in trouble for this eventually, but you know, we just wanted to be able to produce merchandise anyway, so we thought we'd just take the risk. We just never thought that the person we'd be getting in trouble by is a non-Aboriginal business that hasn't got any connection to community.
The ABC understands WAM Clothing has also issued notices to the NRL and AFL over their use of the flag on jerseys printed for the Indigenous round. The Queensland-based company says it reached an agreement with the artist Harold Thomas late last year. In a statement, the company says the licence allows it to sell, reproduce, manufacture, distribute or otherwise use the Aboriginal flag on clothing. The company also released a statement which it says was made by the artist, Mr. Thomas.
As is my common law right and Aboriginal heritage right, as with many other Aboriginals, I can choose who I like to have a license agreement to manufacture goods which have the Aboriginal flag on it. It's taken many years to find the appropriate Australian company that respects and honours the Aboriginal flag meaning and copyright, and that is WAM Clothing.
WAM Clothing Company lists Benjamin Wooster as a director. He is the former owner of a company which the federal court found was misleading customers by representing fake Aboriginal art as genuine. Aboriginal elder and activist Sam Watson told ABC Radio in Brisbane, "This dispute will be the first time that many Aboriginal people realise that a private company earns royalties from the reproduction of the Aboriginal flag."
It's again an outright act of theft because this flag is part of our intellectual property. It's something that defines us as Aboriginal people. Every one of our major cultural events features the flag somewhere. So now you have this non-Indigenous company using the legal system to come in and take this away from us.
He says he's horrified to learn that an Aboriginal organisation has been issued with a cease and desist notice.
This flag has so much symbolism. It is something that should never have been converted into a commercial commodity, which a corporate group can exercise some sort of legal licence.
Sam Watson is an Aboriginal elder and activist from Brisbane. Our reporter there, Rachel Mealy.